Well, hello, darlings. Happy Wednesday. I'm keeping you all on your toes by sort of coming in on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday at the moment. Bear with me. Thank you for that. Everyone's needing that grace and space at the moment. Yeah, like everyone's traversing deep, deep terrain. And for some of us, we're like super, super comfortable with this deep terrain. Shadow walking. I've shared that this year is the year of shadow walking, of quiet, of being going into that introspective space, the stealth, the hush. Yeah. And so this month and next month, as you would have heard from my last podcast last week, which I got so much love for. So thank you so much. And I've just got a heap of new subscribers as well. So I think that maybe you're subscribing on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify or wherever you're listening, please make sure you subscribe, like hit the subscribe button and share this work. And like, let's just like spread the astrology love, the Tiani talks magic. Like, come on. I appreciate your support. And without you, I don't go any further. And I had so many over the past few weeks. My channel is very, very, very open at the moment. And over the past few weeks, my podcasts have got a lot of interaction, and I've just been receiving a lot of messages, and that's what I mean by interaction. A lot of shares and a lot of people messaging me and emailing me. I'm sharing this with, my whole family. I've just, shared it with five people I know, all those sorts of things. So I do want to just shout out and say thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support of my fierce heart's work and words and heart. Thank you for all the new subscribers. And remember, if you're listening, please hit that subscribe button so that you get all of my updates when I upload a new potty. So we are walking this dark terrain, right? Like, this is what's happening. And last week I really went in depth with this. And we're only what, 3 days post eclipse, my friends. Like, the eclipse happened on the 15th. Today is the 18th. It's day of Mercury, day of communication. And I'm feeling so alive and so great. I'm off all stimulants, no coffee for nearly 3 weeks, haven't had a drop of alcohol. And, the sugar's still there, but I'm walking, I'm waking early, I'm having a lot of incredible sex. And that connects you to your primal space. And this is Mars in Scorpio. So Mars moving through Scorpio through this eclipse season and into a little bit of Scorpio season itself is really, holding us. This is magnifying that very strong, passionate primal energy. Like, that's, this is I don't know, it's visceral, right? Like, Mars in Scorpio and Mars in Taurus. So Mars in Scorpio is at home, it's his traditional rulership, very different to Mars in Aries, his modern rulership. Mars in Aries is loud, he's the forefront, at the, he's the warrior, he's the, the person at the beginning of the army going, let's do this, like, he's the sergeant. But Mars in Scorpio is the detective. Mars in Scorpio is that behind the scenes, they come in courageous and bold, but with mystery and with energy, and the power is very different to the cardinal fire of Aries. We feel the fixed water of Scorpio. What are you holding? What is bubbling beneath the surface? And I'm very aware that not everyone's feeling so aligned and alive, but I know that for some people, there's a lot of clarity coming through. There's a lot of significant connection to Mother Nature or our partner or our children or our family, or priorities have shifted. And Mars in Scorpio is also about those sort of values and resources and how you're using your resources and what you're holding. I mean, I want to ask that, Scorpio is a fixed water sign and it holds water, stores memories. And because we are going through such a turbulent South Node Libra eclipse, like Libra eclipse season. So all of Libra season is pretty much like just, full on because it's ecliptic and will be again next year. There's really a lot of underworldly stuff bubbling. And, I've spoken into this that it's Scorpio season before it's Scorpio season. And Mars in Scorpio is really helping us to confront things. It's helping us to look at things in the face. Maybe you're fucking furious, you know, maybe that's a part of what you're traversing at the moment. There, this week, I just want to sort of, I'm going to talk a little bit about this week to set you up, because this week is super karmic. And I mean, obviously, all eclipse seasons are karmic. That's the nodes. I mean, that's just, you know, normal information. Yes, karmic, dharmic, purpose, dharma, casting off the old, purging. That's a normal eclipse season. This eclipse season is very heavy when it comes to the purge, the great purge, which I've spoken into a lot, done all the posts and podcasts and all the things. So, you know, you can find that information. But this week specifically, the sun today, as I'm actually recording this, is hitting the south node for the first time in Libra in nearly 20 years. Okay, so that's a bit of a big deal. You know, the south node hasn't been in Libra for around 18, 19 years. So this is the first hit from the sun to the south node in Libra. The sun will hit the south node every year. It's a once a year annual event. And for some of you today, maybe, you know, and this week, this might be a feeling of you know, great unrest, you know, turmoil. This is all happening in the midst of eclipse season, of course. And what the south node, or what the sun will illuminate onto the south node, is what have you collected? And again, with Mars in Scorpio, I really am loving this, taking us into this treacherous terrain, you know, like this is, you know, putting, this is being stealth, this is being quiet, this is doing the work behind the scenes, and that is where the rewards will pay off. And it's like, what have you collected? If you look at the image of the south node, it's a horseshoe, but it's full, right? So it's full of past experiences, it's full of karma, it's full of good stuff and bad stuff, it's full of, you know, we can see specific placements in your chart will say, hey, you weren't good with your health in your past car in your past life. This is what you have to rectify in this life. Oh, you know, you had relationship stuff in your past life, or you were, you know, deceptive in your past life. Now you've got Neptune here, you know, like the karma of astrology and evolving through that all has to do with the nodes, but also we see it in other planets and houses in our own chart. And you know, and I think everyone always thinks karma is a bad word and it means negative, but not necessarily. Like clearing karmic templates is a positive thing, but owning our own karma in the quantum field of where we've come from, past life, this life, living all lives at once, remember, like this is quantum reality that we are living. Hello, Doctor Strange, which I mean, I've been banging on about the last few weeks. I get it, but I watched Doctor Strange on my way to Singapore. So I was just like, yes. You know, I'm totally in Doctor Strange mode at the moment. So the thing is that what have you collected? So the sun is illuminating that this week. I mean, yes, it's exact today. And obviously, if you had my cosmic calendar, you would have already seen that at the beginning of the month, because I prep you for this shit. This is the magic that I want you to understand. These are the moments, these are the weeks that you want to know what's going on so you can work with the energies. Because for some, today might be a very difficult day. Maybe you're feeling tired, lethargic. When the sun, which is our physical body and our purpose and our destiny and our drive and our vitality, is hitting the south node can draw and drain as well. So as much as this could be a very, you know, this could be a very karmic clearing day for you, maybe something from someone from the past, something from the past has bubbled up this week. I mean, I'm encapsulating this for all of this week, pretty much until the sun moves into Scorpio, on the 24th. There is some really big, again, like in the middle, we're getting into, like, oh my God, like I was saying, we're 3 days post eclipse. It was the 15th. We're only at the 18th, but doesn't it feel like a whole world? Like to me, it feels like worlds within worlds have collided within 3, 4 days. Like so much clarity has come through, so much has landed. There's been, I don't know about you, but so much space. You know, I went and laid in the sun yesterday, and I really want to invite you to do the same thing. Ultimately, with Mars in Scorpio, you know, I really tune into Scorpio medicine, Scorpion medicine, which in the liquid crystals is the crystal of sunstone. Excuse me. And sunstone is activating that solar plexus. It's around light. It's around the sun. It's around Ra and our sun god. So getting in those light and moon codes in between, and not as a manifesting, not as an intention, not nothing like that, but just witnessing, or just allowing the sun to heal, getting that beautiful morning sunlight in the eyes to help that circadian rhythm so that you're sleeping better. If you're feeling tired, overwhelmed, exhausted, what are you doing that's not supporting you in this eclipse season? What are you doing that's not working for you? Do you need to go to bed earlier? Do you need to get off your screens? Do you need to wake up earlier? Do you need to get off coffee? Do you need to, you know, there's going to be something that you can do to eliminate. And that's sort of what this entire eclipse season is about, is what needs eliminating. Look, you might only do it for a month and that's okay. You might, it might be a brand new way of living. But either way, like, for me, my invitation is for you to look after your nervous system, to really give yourself a nervous system reset. And, you know, I often will go off coffee for a month and then I'll be on it for 2 months and I'll go off it again for 2 months and then I'll get on it for 6 months and then I'll be off it for 3 months. And it's just my relationship with coffee. I know that it affects my nervous system as it does for everyone. But I just fucking love it. You know, at the same time, I'm a Taurus, I'm hedonistic, I want the things. But for me, there's this element of restraint at the moment. And something that I work with as a practice is the art of restraint. And again, it's not always satisfying exactly everything that needs to be satisfied, you know, really working with that sense of discipline. And, you know, am I perfect at it? Absolutely not. I have a stellium in Taurus. I can be a lazy motherfucker. But when I am in it, you know, I'm really present with it and I'm really grateful for it. So this week, this entire week that I'm going to prep you for here in this poddy is to highlight that it is extremely karmic on top of karmic. We're only 3 days post eclipse. Like I said, it feels like three lifetimes have been lived in those 3 days. It's actually every single day, it's like a new lifetime. And it's really, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling liberated from that. I'm feeling clear. Heaps of stuff's work landing around, you know, my client sessions, my work moving into the future, myself, who I am, the promises I make to myself. I'm choosing to listen to really fascinating people on podcasts. And, you know, I just listened to The Diary of a CEO yesterday on my walk around the Stoic philosophy and about discipline and self-discipline and making promises to yourself that you will break to yourself over and over. And I'm the fucking queen of that shit. I'm gonna wake up at this time every morning. I don't. I'm gonna do this. I don't. But something's shifting within me. And because I've got a Libra rising, and for any of you who else has a Libra rising, that South Node is going through our house of identity. So this is actually about identifying what no longer serves us, because we won't have this opportunity again for nearly 20 years. My God, I will be 60. Okay. And my, say it to yourself, my God, I will be however old. Okay. The thing is that these sorts of transits, they're important. They're important for everyone all the time, but when you're looking at the micro and you're looking at your own chart, Libra risings, we're in this one. You know, this is a big time for us because the South Node is going through that first house to change our identity, to purge, to release what doesn't work for us. And it's a really big time of clearing. It's a big karmic clearing on our own, on our mission, on our soul here. Yeah. So this week, I want you to pay attention to what's re-emerging. So maybe it's from deep in the cauldron of your womb, something's bubbling up for you. Maybe it's a memory. Maybe you find something that's been missing. Maybe you are communicating around something that you didn't think that you were going to communicate about. Maybe an old mental habit has kicked back in. Maybe you're saying words that no longer align, or you're communicating with people that you do not want to communicate with. Maybe there's closure. We're looking at clearing things out this week. And this is with the moon friggin' waxing. So let me give you the hot tip. I mean, this is just like a fucking karmic overload, because the clearing that's going on whilst the moon grows before she even gets to the full moon. I mean, we're not even halfway through this eclipse sandwich, right? Like, and already it feels like each day is this new lifetime of discovery. And if you are really present with what's going on at the moment, fuck, you're probably feeling really amazing. So I want to shout out. But I want to shout out, if you're not, what can you do that's going to help you? What's one thing that you can do? Remember, like we talk about the habit stackers, like you don't have to do 15 things at once. And this is what I listened to in the podcast yesterday around this Stoic philosophy, the Stoic philosophy He sort of said that being all or nothing is easy because it's a cop out, because it means that you always, if you're in your nothing phase, if it's all or nothing, then you just sort of like throw your hands up in the air. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got Pluto in my first house. I've got an eighth house stellium. I am such an all or nothing. Like if I am on, I am so on. And as soon as I tweak off whatever it is I'm on, I'm off. You know, I also have Venus opposite Uranus. So, you know, it's very easy for me to be in and then fucking totally detached. And so maybe that is for you too. But this invitation of just, again, not that the habit stacking was on the podcast, but it is that one thing. And so, you know, for me and my husband, we've decided to like start coming to bed at like earlier, just getting into bed earlier. And that's, you know, that becomes something. And, you know, I'm wanting to, you know, get up earlier, walk, you know, there's certain things. And maybe, you know, getting off coffee, maybe it's just that you get off coffee for the next 2 weeks and just see how your responses change and see how present you are with the universal inklings. You know, like we are in this, when we say wormhole portal, it's losing its magic because every second person uses the word, and I get it. And I know I still use it, but I hope that you feel it when I'm using it, because it's literally like we're in between, you know, like it's an in-between time. So what's happening in the coding of the eclipses between the new moon and the full moon, this particular eclipse season, means a lot. That's the whole reason I did an eclipse masterclass this time, which I never do. Like I never just do, hey, there's two eclipses coming up, let's dive in on a masterclass. It's the first time I've done that. I've done like overall, all about the 18 months worth of the eclipses. I've done all of that, you know, like that happens, yes. But I wanted to do one for this 2 weeks because in this 2 week portal, there is many significant dates. There is many big themes happening. And I love Mars in Scorpio supporting all of this, giving us that deep connected passion and drive and courage and tenacity to go where we may fear to go, to face the fears, you know, and there is the, maybe, like I said, for some people, it is fury. For some people, it's anger, you know, maybe old things are resurfacing for them to be healed or transmuted. So there's a lot of magic that's happening within this portal, which is an in-between space. It's like when you breathe in and then you hold your breath, that suspension is the entire 2 weeks of the eclipse sandwich. And that is where the universe is constantly giving you messages, symbols, signals. You know, it's giving you things. It's synchronizing. It's, you know, it's coinciding. You know, you're coinciding with certain things. And we're really seeing, are you in alignment or are you in a lie? You know, like that's really becoming prevalent as we edge to the end of this very huge 2023 year that has had so many big shifts. Jupiter in Taurus and Saturn in Pisces for the first time in 30 years, Pluto in Aquarius for the first time in 250 years, you know, like Jupiter in Taurus for the first time in 12 years. Like that's normal. Jupiter changes signs every year. But, you know, we're really in, you know, this year was a real energetic shakeup, right? And it is, and it still is, and it's taking us right to the end. So this week, as the sun hits the south node today, Mercury hits the south node tomorrow, we have the Mercury Kazemi on the 20th, where Mercury is in the heart of the sun. But then these planets are all squaring Pluto, you know? So again, Pluto.